Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the solutions of your problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, today to provide you with those very beautiful tips based on Quran and narrations, we have with us in the studio our guest speaker, who is a world-famous speaker and Islamic researcher. Yes, she is none other, Razia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here in this beautiful discussion.
Thank you so much for coming, despite your busy schedule. Sister, so today, what we are going to discuss is that in a bedtime, what we have seen in most of the societies is that children, especially the youngsters, are often used to listen to music and then they fall asleep. But what is the Islamic way of like bedtime? I would want to ask you.
Oh yeah, I love to take some lessons from the beautiful history of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha.
Yes.
And our teacher as
our
a beautiful
model.
Mother, a role model, as a mother. Yeah, she is Ummul A'imma, the mother of A'imma alayhi salam. So we can learn a lot from this amazing institute of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. I love it the way she used to sing some rhymes for her children. Can
All
you
right.
believe it? You know how advanced, how modern approach she had. Like literally we have some poems which she used to rhymely recite for her children. Like she would say to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, أشبه أباك يا حسن واخلع عن الحق يا رسن. Oh my son Hassan, you are just like your father. You
right.
are so much familiar and resembled to your father. واخلع عن الحق يا رسن. All the obstacles which people have made to reach towards the truth and haq, just you have to remove those obstacles.
All right.
So she's encouraging them,
providing
yeah.
strength to the children,
yeah.
and showing that your father is a power, like
beautiful.
Showing the deep respect for her husband, and that too in a rhymic way.
No, yeah, no doubt. Because as a boys, they love to be, you know, like their father, powerful
Courageous,
and strong.
Yeah.
And one hadith we have that Jibreel, the great angel, he used to recite this lullaby for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
All right.
And this lullaby is very famous, which
All
says,
right.
Inna fil jannati nahran. من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن. In Jannah, in paradise, there is a beautiful river. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا. A river of milk. This river is exclusively for Imam Hassan, Imam Ali, Imam Hussein, and Ahlul Bayt, and the lovers of Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
So look at the meanings are so profound.
Yeah.
And it shows that even about in the hadith, like this is the hadith.
Yeah.
But
in a rhymic way.
Exactly. We need it. I don't know why we are lacking in this area.
All right.
Nowadays, everyone loves music, rhymes, and rhythms, and tune. And, you know, these all are so beautiful techniques, but we are not using it, especially as a mother. The lullabies of mothers are very famous in every culture. So we, as a followers of the culture of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, we can just adopt this amazing technique of teaching of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha.
That was such a beautiful technique. I think hardly we know about that. I would be talking to you, sister, but after a short break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about Islamic upbringing of your children in the program Islamic Upbringing. Yes, sister, we're talking about the bedtime upbringing. For example, I said in many of the Western cultures, or even in many of the like Asian cultures today, we have kids, we have youngsters going to bed by listening to music. They have these headphones or headsets in their ears and they are listening to music, and then they feel like they'll be going to sleep. But what actually this culture is inducing into them, don't you think that's loneliness? Because you said Lady Fatima Salamun Alayha used to come and give time to their children, recite rhymes for them. But what we are doing, providing headsets to our children, don't you think we are making them feel more lonely?
No doubt. And, you know, in one hand, we are taking care of them. We are showing our utmost love and care. But
spending money.
Yeah. But another hand, we are just demolishing and destroying their, you know, inner peace.
All
because
right.
It's something, I can say, this is a pollution, you know, like, You get the polluted environment and mindset, and you can't believe it. Even scientists, they say, you are not allowed to ask your children to go to the bed with a very harsh mood.
Tune,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Like if I say, go to the bed, tomorrow you have a school, it's already 10 p.m., it's too late, you have exam, you have this, so much tension, go.
So is there any Islamic way how we can teach them this?
Yeah.
Because you have been talking about beautiful Islamic ways on
yeah.
that note.
So Islam says the last wording which you are communicating with your child should be divine. That yeah. would be the fantastic one. Therefore, we have a chapter Mulk.
All
yeah,
right.
And I have made some rhymes that Mulki boys, Mulki girls, and how the Mulki boys, Mulki means from that Surah Mulk,
yeah.
that how the Surah we'll number 68,
Surah Mulk,
yeah.
Actually, yeah.
So inshallah, next time I'll bring my poem, which my friends have written for me, that Surah number 68 with number we play a lot. So it shows that, okay, we have a beautiful method of sleeping in Islamic teaching, you know,
right.
like how, what should be our last thing to think and wordings to speak. So in a very polite and happy mood, we should make our children to go to their beds. That is really important. Therefore, some parents, they have a special bookshelf, just those books they can read before going to bed, the books which give them so much, you know, peace yeah,
of
not
mind.
Horrible, you know,
horrible
novels
kind of,
and stories. Yeah,
of,
exactly.
Yeah. So parents need to definitely give time to their children, and the last thing parents say to their children before going to bed is a goodbye in a very good mood, not in a harsh tone.
And can you believe it? We have hadith that if you perform a wuzu, Yeah, so inshallah we'll talk after the break. Yeah,
yeah, of course. I am just showing that we have break. Yeah. We'll be talking after a very short break.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about Islamic upbringing issues, and sister, you're talking about bedtime upbringing.
Yeah. We as a parents, we are so lucky. We have three times. One is bedtime, one is meal time, and one is prayer time.
Wow.
So even once in a day, we can eat together, definitely. Once in a day, we can pray together, definitely. Right. And definitely we go to sleep once in a day. So at night. So these three times are really crucial, beautiful opportunities for parents, how to design, how to make them full to influence our children. So one is, I love the way Islam says, you know, the way when you want to go on your prayer mat, yeah, all to right. pray, you have to perform wuzu. The same way before going to your bed, you have to perform wuzu. Why? This is the beauty of Islam. What Islam says? Islam says that when you are performing wuzu, wuzu means a beautiful shield which gives you that protection from the whisperings of evil shaitan, and you will not have that, you know, negative attacks and confusion and all those stress.
Dilemmas.
So I just love it. So I love the way Hadith says you can change your bed into masjid.
Wow.
Yeah, by into just performing the wuzu.
All right.
So you perform wuzu, you just sleep, you can snore, but angels are just worshiping on behalf of you. That's
right.
A beauty. Yeah.
Wow, that's so beautiful. That means we just have to perform a simple wuzu and we are turning our bed into a mosque. That was so beautiful. And you just have to sleep throughout the night. You're making angels work for you. You're making
exactly.
them do jobs for you, worship for you, yeah. like to make du'as for you.
Yeah, the way you're talking, yeah, if a mother talk like that to her child, you know how much change she can bring, yeah? So that kind of parenting we need.
Yeah, definitely. So you said that there are some beautiful rhymes, rather, we can say to our children to wake up very early in the morning. So is there any beautiful line that you can use to, like, maybe in Arabic, maybe in English, maybe in another language, which you can tell your children to wake up early in the morning?
Yeah.
Because there's this thing, you know, we want them to wake up early in the morning. So what is the best way to tell them wake up in the morning?
Yeah, so because they want to go to the school, yeah, so it's not necessary to put them in pressure and say, hey, wake up, you're getting late. You just sing this beautiful hadith that talibul ilmi habibullah, talibul ilmi ruknul islam. So you are the habib and friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because you are the seeker of knowledge.
Wow.
So let's go as a talib ilm towards the school, just back, you know, take your backpack and run for this beautiful journey.
That was so beautiful. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much to your listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect